Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. The sun sets and the moon rises. Days warm and nights cool. Every 365 days, seasons pass and the Earth completes its transit through space. These are the natural rhythms of life, and aligning with them is an essential aspect of living Ayurveda and presented in a workshop offered by our guest in the studio, Sam Zelvitis. The workshop's coming up this weekend on June 16th. Sam joins us now to share how daily Ayurvedic self-care routines promote wellness, enhance beauty, and accelerate healing. Sam Zelvitis, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. I like that intro. It kind of puts you in alignment with the changing seasons and what's going on around you. Do we forget to sort of align our bodies with that? And that's how yoga fits into the Ayurvedic practice?
That's such a great question. I think one of the things I love about Ayurveda is that it's actually very intuitive. The problem is that modern life takes us out of our intuition, right? Life is fast. And especially as the summer comes up, we're probably already fitting a lot more in our day than we're used to. And Ayurveda is literally translated the science of daily living. And it reminds us that we are part of nature. And when we sync up with the rhythms of nature, that's when we find balance and well-being and health.
I was just saying to you before we went on air that no matter how many interviews we do about Ayurvedic medicine and practice, I still don't really understand it. And I think I just realized why. It's because it's so simple. Sometimes it's the most simple things that are hard to understand.
Well, I give yourself a little more credit than that. Yeah. It's about 5,000 years old, so it's pretty vast. It's very comprehensive. It's one of the most ancient medical sciences in the world. So a lot of modern healthcare actually is, you know, has its roots in Ayurveda.
Yeah.
It is simple, but yet it's also it can get complex. But I agree with you, is when we just realize that what Ayurveda is trying to do is teach us how to reconnect to the rhythms, the natural rhythms, nature within us and also around us, then it gets a little simpler. So we're looking at not just our constitution. We would call it a constitution or prakriti in Ayurveda, our inner nature, but also the seasons. And are we living, are we eating for the season? Mm-hmm. Are we doing the things during the day that make sense? Are we rising with the sun? Are we slowing down when the sun sets? And modern life really takes us out of that.
It certainly does. Sam, are there certain pillars of Ayurvedic science that, you know, we can kind of unpack it and go, these are the pillars? There's a dietary nutritional component, because I think we've talked a lot about the different categories and how are you, you know, a fiery hot person that needs calming, cooling foods,
right,
and all that kind of thing. And then the sleep cycle, I would think, would be a major pillar as well. Are there other major, well, exercise with yoga and then maybe mindfulness? I'm kind of making this up, but it just seems like those would kind of be the pillars.
Yes, Tim, you're absolutely right. Yes to everything. I think lifestyle is probably the number one pillar. Without lifestyle changes, it doesn't matter what medicine you're taking, right? If you're not living your life in a way that is creating balance for you, then, you know, and lifestyle includes everything that you take in through all of your senses. So diet is a, nutrition is a huge part of that, but also just how you're living your days, right? You are your habits. And then, beyond that, you do look at specifics of sleep and energy management.
Are there indicators or warning signs, yellow flags of misalignment, like anxiety, to use, or depression, which would be a step further. But I think a lot of people kind of find themselves who aren't necessarily depressed and are actually pretty happy and full of joy, but very anxious because, you know, the schedule is packed and are the kids going to get into the right school? And, you know, all the things that you say pulls us out of our Ayurvedic lifestyle.
Yes. So I'm sorry. What is your question?
So,
I missed that.
wondering about how are there certain warning flags?
Oh, yes,
flags
sorry.
Like an anxiety attack that would say, you know, I definitely am misaligned.
Any time that you feel out of balance emotionally or physically, that is a warning sign. Digestion is huge. Ayurveda believes that a lot of disease begins by poor digestion. But digestion isn't just what you're eating, it's what you're digesting physically, but also emotionally, right? So, for example, if you are eating a huge meal and at the same time carrying on a stressful conversation, you're trying to digest too much.
Yeah.
So that would be an example. But really any sign of not feeling happy and joyful, content, physically good, Those are all signs and symptoms. And what Ayurveda does is then go, okay, those are the signs and symptoms. What's the root cause?
Our guest is Samantha Zilvitas. She's a certified health coach, yoga teacher, and Ayurvedic yoga therapist. And she'll be teaching or participating in leading a workshop this Saturday at the Shop Yoga Studio. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. again this Saturday. No prior Ayurveda experience is necessary, she said, to benefit from the workshop. And you can register at PadmaFitnessAndYoga.com. That's PADMA FitnessAndYoga.com. I assume that's your business.
That is.
Excellent. So from 1 to 4 is 3 hours. It sounds like, wow, there must be a lot that you won't be able to include in 3 hours, but a lot that you will be able to. And I'm just kind of picturing how yoga fits into it, the actual physical practice of yoga.
That's a great question, Lynn. There's no actual physical yoga practice during the workshop. It is 100% Ayurveda, though we'll be talking about habits, daily habits, lifestyle things that you can do during the day to create more balance and well-being, physical and emotional. So it'll include a few minutes of meditation, some inquiry, so people will journal for a couple times. But we're actually not going to do a physical practice. Ayurveda uses the physical practice of yoga or asana as treatment, and Ayurveda also looks at all of the limbs of yoga as treatment. So meditation and pranayama, breathing practices, and the other limbs. So that's all part of Ayurveda's treatment or recommendations.
Okay, that's great. Great to know. So the workshop is called Living Ayurveda, Daily Rhythms, and what's this word I can't pronounce?
Dinacharya, which is daily habits.
All right. Is that a Sanskrit word?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Wow. Do you learn a lot of Sanskrit when you study Ayurvedic practice?
I think I learned even more when I studied yoga. Yoga and Ayurveda are sister sciences. But yes, they both use a lot of Sanskrit. And like Vata Pitta Kapha, which it sounds like you've already talked about that in your previous shows. So, yeah, that's all part of that. But this workshop will be we're not going to go heavy on the Sanskrit. What we're going to go heavy on is ways to sync up with the natural rhythms of the day to be more joyful and have more health.
I have a question about these higher latitudes. Yeah, you know, we're at a relatively high latitude, which means that our winter days and our summer days are very different. And, you know, it would be difficult to adjust the flow, really. I mean, I love the long summer days. Sometimes I get in bed before it is actually dark, and I kind of like that. And then it's hard to get up before it's a little bit light. But the winter is very different. How does Ayurveda look at that?
Well, the times where the energies change through the day, so Vata, Pitta, and Kapha aren't just within our bodies, but they're all through nature. So, for example, Pitta is the middle of the day, and that's when it's the biggest fire, right? Our digestive fire is the strongest. The sun is fiery. That's when you want to eat your biggest meal. So that would be one example of a daily habit that Ayurveda recommends. But yes, you have to change your day according to the seasons and according to your geographical location. You want to sync up, right? You wake up earlier when it's lighter out.
And are we syncing up with the actual identifiable shift? As Lynn says, you know, it's lighter later, it's lighter earlier, or are we syncing up with something that those are just indicative of? Those are just signs of, which would be more on an energetic level, where the energetics are changing with the daylight, with the seasons, with the altitude, which creates something deeper that we're actually trying to get to.
Yes and yes, Tim. So Ayurveda actually teaches us how to live with a circadian rhythm. So I don't know, last year, I think three Nobel scientists won the Nobel Prize for their work on circadian rhythms. That Ayurveda has been teaching that for thousands of years. So you are literally syncing up to those changes in your body that you cue through sunlight and sunset, but also habits can change your circadian rhythm. So we want optimal. We want to sync up to our natural rhythms. Yeah.
Samantha Zilvitis, she's a certified health coach, yoga teacher, and Ayurvedic yoga therapist. The workshop is at the Shop Yoga Studio on Woodside, right next to the Park City Library. Oh, it's going to be busy because it'll be, oh, just before the Latino Arts Fest starts.
So everyone's going to hop over to the Latino Arts Fest right after the workshop.
That's great. So it's from 1 to 4 p.m. Do you have a cap on the number of people that can come?
No, it's at the Shop Yoga Studio, which is enormous. So it is, we can fit as many people as want to come. So
nice. Yeah. I hope to see you there.
Me too.
I'm just going to say that. I think this sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And it's The Mountain Life. Thanks for tuning in this morning.
Hey, JW, what's so great about Fridays?
Well, it's always good to see you, Christy. But we have our show, The Morning Mix, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. And now there's Fresh Tracks Friday, where KPCW DJs will play new cuts added to our playlist at the top of every hour.
New emerging bands or new tracks from some of your favorite artists. So tune in every Friday between 10 a.m. and midnight for Fresh Tracks Friday.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, FredMarshallPainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. Let's thank our underwriters.
Lynn, should we thank our underwriters?
Let's.
Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, San Francisco Design, Valley Behavioral Health, Park Meadows Country Club, Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, Davidson Orthopedics, and Park City Mountain.
Thank you. And you're listening to KPCW Park City. And we also want to thank our guests today. First, we had Beverly Hurwitz with her just released book, Park City Hiking Guide. You can see her June 23rd at Dolly's Bookstore. She was here with Surrogate Press, Katie Mullally. Then we had Max Ventura from the Christian Center and the Latino Arts Fest taking place this weekend at the library from from 3 to 8 and 3 to 7 on Saturday and Sunday, and then Sam Zilvitis with her Living Ayurvedic Workshop on June 16th. Stay tuned now for National Public Radio News from Washington. You've been listening to KPCW Park City.